But most importantly, we're thrilled that you could be with us in person. I feel the same way. When I look around this room, I'm looking at half of you are regular people that I see when I preach, and the other half, I don't see you regularly, and I'm so thankful. We're all very thankful that you're here with us. There is so much work and so much talent involved in the young people that are going to present to us tonight. I want to say just a quick word about worship versus performance. This is a meant, tonight is meant to entertain you, to encourage you, to strengthen you in your faith. But it isn't a performance. We have world-class performers, but it isn't a performance. This is worship, because we really are in our lives as believers performing for an audience of one. One God and three persons. And so we do love, and we're so thrilled with the music that we'll sing tonight. Here from tonight. We at Preston City Bible Church, we really have one reason to exist. That's the reason for any church of the Lord Jesus Christ to exist, is to proclaim His good news to those that don't know Him, and to encourage those that do to grow in His Word, to put on Christ, and to be part of His work, to join in His mission. We consider tonight an awesome opportunity to continue in that work. So welcome, Merry Christmas to you all. Let me ask God's blessing with a word of prayer as we open our service tonight. Let's pray. Our God and Father, we praise you and thank you for eternal life, for the riches of your grace, wherein you have revealed yourself to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, your only Son, through his work on the cross, where he has saved us from our sins, and the ongoing effectiveness of that work, which sanctifies us as we walk in this life. Father, we praise you for the privilege to fellowship with you, to be brought in to what has been going on between you and your Son and your Spirit from eternity past. Thank you that this is our birthright. This is our eternal Christmas gift. And now, Father, we want to worship you and honor you in all that we do tonight. May you be glorified. May our praises rise to your attention. May you be pleased with all that we say and do this evening. We pray in Jesus' name. All God's people said,
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to invite Mike Greenwald. He's going to lead us in some Christmas carols.
Hopefully you have a hymnal nearby. And if you don't, hopefully you know all the words. We're going to sing our first hymn this evening is hymn number 206, We Three Kings of Orient Are. Yes, there are five verses, and we've got to sing them all, because this hymn tells a story, and to not sing them all would be like reading the book and skipping chapters, and we wouldn't do that, so we're going to sing all five verses of We Three Kings of Orient Are, and y'all can stay seated.
Thank you.
175, while shepherds watch their flocks by night. Another five verses.
All right, Sammy and Shelby, come on up. We're going to have a couple of young people share tonight with us in the Angels We Pray on High.
Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice.
anything, but I have to say, Jordan Caprio, Isaiah Roslin, and they're going to play with Come All You Faithful. And this has been something you've been working on since last Christmas. Please watch it.
Thank you. this is our friend Mackenzie, who like came to join us tonight. And then we have our good friend Seth, who you probably know, and he's going to play cello next week. And so the next two are from Humble Messiah, and this one is called For Unto Us a Child Is Born. So Jesus the prophesied has come, now he's going to be born. And then the next piece after that is from Humble Messiah again, and it's called He Shall Feed His Flock. I keep on saying, he will gather his sheep by the river. So He Shall Feed His Flock, and that's when Jesus came. He came to feed his flock. And so he's going to be born, and he shall feed his flock, and then we'll end with the fourth one later. but we thought we would end with that one. So.
setup is down. And we get ready for the skit. The young people are going to show us a skit here in a second. I just want to say, all the young people, please look at me for just 1 second. All you beloved children, look at Pastor Dave for just 1 second. Look at him. What you just saw was the product of young people. Young people, Mackenzie, where are you? I'm sorry, Mackenzie, we're going to ask you a very unflight question. I think you're young enough or it won't be so unflight. How old can I ask? How old? She's 17 years old, ladies and gentlemen. 17 years old. Genius, you've heard it, genius is 99%, or sorry, it's 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. It's the hard work. That was a lot of work over many years that went into that. And how do you get there? Work. How do you get there? How do you get to something like that? Now, you may not play classical cello or viola or flute or piano or voice. Sit down. You might just be a lifetime child trainer. But what you have to do is put time into it and believe that the God who made you capable of doing wonderful things. And if you'll believe the end state of a life of hard work will be a beautiful product, you can get to that product. If you don't believe the end is inside or possible, then you won't put the work in. You have to trust in God. He made you special and He made you able. So when you have an interest, what are you going to do? What's your? Can I just do real quick? What this cellist here has figured out a possible career path. It's very important to every one of us. We're all going to benefit from what Seth is going to do for his career. It's not professional cellist, is it? Could be. You're like, that's a hard life. Can I share real quick? Seth is looking at going to lineman training so he could be one of the guys on the line giving us electricity. Work with his hands, do a real job, really sweat. I think he'll be the only cellist on the line. My guess. Watch your hands. All right, well, let's get ready for our skit. We're going to have the young people skit. Is that how you want to do it? Okay, we'll do it that way. All right. And please be patient with us. We're working on this. And we even have it announced. We have somebody that's going to MC it for us and share. So, all right, Mr. Logan, it's your turn.
No Minecraft, no Fortnite, no Blizzard, no Halo, on Xbox, on Eli?
No, I'm Carl. Mormon Santa Claus, really. I figured I would solve pretty much all the world's problems.
Really?
Well, except for one small problem. I keep running out of the other person's money.
Now what do I do if I'm on the
Anyway, let's have the care of meetings while we're stuck. We can sell one of these games, and we just use the money to pay for needy TV on. Then, with whatever's left over, we can get some needy from just the use of the local mobile retail outlets.
Yes, what if I don't want to?
Well, it's still a good thing to do, and we will all feel better after it's done.
But doesn't a person's choice matter? Yes, yes, yes!
Who are you?
I'm Shooty, and I say yes, yes, yes!
You're saying yes, yes, yes to give a walking game play?
No, 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 that explains right to choose. That would take away his right to choose.
Away! Away!
Children. We started with Wanty, and he is going to have what kind of a Christmas?
A horrible
Christmas. He's going to have a horrible Christmas because he thinks happiness depends on things. Even the who's in Whoville know better than that. That happiness doesn't depend on things. Happiness is not about things, presents, toys, games, or even entertainment, but it does come from Christmas. Happiness comes from Christ. Paul said it, and we should all do it. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. The best Christmas gift for Wanty this year is a moment or two reflecting on what happened when Jesus came as a baby to grow up and die for his sins on the cross. Let's scoot down a little sheep. Let's come over here and don't stare at them. You're staring at your family.
Yeah.
We're going to come over here and get the spotlight on needy and Noe. What about needy and Noe? Noe has a point about what needy really needs. She said, you don't need to eat. You need the bread of life. You need eternal life. You need to believe in Jesus. And she's right, except that she doesn't really understand how Christians are supposed to relate to the needy of this world with the gospel. You see, James chapter 2 and 1 John chapter 3 teach us very clearly that loving one another means providing for each other's needs. And this is central to the Christian mode of conduct and how we demonstrate the love of Jesus Christ. This is the Christian way of life. And it requires a consistent application of love and giving. Noe knows that wanting needs Christ. Come here, wanting. She knows that wanting needs Christ, but she's unwilling to meet needy's material needs with that message of love from Jesus Christ. And that eternal spiritual message, one of the best ways you can communicate it is to share with those in need of physical needs. So she is, the way I wrote this, a partial knower, but not a doer of the word. Now let's talk about Carl. Let's follow the spotlight over here at Carl. Kathy and Carl, here, Carl. Let's get you up here. Little sheep, is this Santa Claus? No, this is the anti-Claus. Carl is a lot like Monty. Because Carl thinks that the physical needs and of peace and contentment, that's all that is in life, just the physical needs. Carl is a materialist. In fact, he is a representative of one of the worst thinkers in world history when it comes to what really matters in life. He thinks that all there is the material. He thinks that if needy can just eat, that she'll be happy. But we know that's not true. It's not just her hunger for physical food that she needs to satisfy. Much more, she needs eternal life. So Carl's wrong about what really matters. He's also the kind of person who sets other people against each other with discontentment and covetousness, and he's missing the most important thing in the whole world as a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Not the actor, but the one he's portraying, the Antichrist. Which brings us to Choosy. Where's Choosy? Come over here, front center, Choosy. Brings up, by the way, this is my sermon for the night. So this is Choosy. He reminds us tonight that it is all of our choice. It is your choice, what you do with this moment. You can consider eternity, and this time of year is the best time. Everybody in the world has to accept that something happened 2,000 years ago. It's Christmas. We celebrate the coming of the eternal God into human history as a baby in Bethlehem. So like choosing, you need to say what?
I choose Christ.
Yes, yes, yes. Like choosy, we need to say what?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, 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 Jesus Christ. For he came to take your sins away by taking your place on the cross. Here's a Christmas present for everyone on your shopping list.
Eternal life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved.
I want a relationship with Jesus Christ. I need eternal life.
Wait a second, wait a second. Let's stand right here. Come on, Linus. There we go.
The gospel is not the greater good for the greater number, but the only good for man's greater need.
Praise glows to the Lord for in his and only his ability to each of us according to our great and hopeless need.
I choose Christ this Christmas.
Lights. Aaron, will you light?
Thank you.
All right, can we hear it for the young people at the end of the great job? That was not written for the specific players in mind, but I have to say that there might have been some subconscious ideas. But what was interesting is the children chose the parts they play. The children chose the parts they would play. I think that was it. And now I'd like to ask Mike, I think we're going to come up and sing some congregational songs. Here's what we're going to do. We have a hymnal, and the song we're going to ask, we're going to sing, has to be in the hymnal. You can pick anything you want from the hymnal, and we will sing it. Preferably Christmas songs, but anything. The only requirement I have is, if I don't know the song that you pick, then you have to come up and lead it.
Yeah.
Okay, Neil? All right. Who's got one?
184.
184, he says. Let's see, what can it be? Oh. You're safe. I think I know this. All right, so we've been sitting for a long time in this room. I won't make you stand up for all of them. Let's stand up for this one and shake the cobwebs out a little bit. And we make a joyful noise with Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
195. I don't know that one, dude.
I can't. But that's
Silent Night, Holy Night.
That's the last song that we're gonna play.
This is the last one.
No, I'm sorry. We have that in the list and we have a special for that.
Oh, we can't do that.
Oh.
Oh.
You'll be glad we did. This is a good thing.
How about 187?
Let's see. Do I know that?
Yes. It came up on midnight prayer. Hymn number 197. 197.
Thank you.
Baptist Church, and we're thrilled. We're so thrilled that they come to me now and say, "Hey, can I do something?" And I, yes, you can. 5 years ago, there's a lot that happened 5 years ago. 5 years ago, there was a young lady, a young teen, standing at our kitchen counter in our kitchen sink in the treehouse in Griswold. Professionally named the treehouse in Griswold. Washing dishes and humming like a little angel. And I said, that kid sounds like Zoe Deschanel, which was like a famous singer back then. And maybe you remember her. She's got a great little voice, a high little pitched voice. It's very delicate sounding. If you don't know her, look her up. You like it. Anyway, I said, she sounds like her. This kid is great. And I said, do you ever sing out loud? Like, because she didn't know I was listening to her. And she said, no, never. I would never, ever. And 5 years later, I have convinced her to try In the Bleak Midwinter, which is something Julia, Mary Poppins. Julie Andrews popularized. Has anybody ever heard that song, In the Bleak Midwinter? It's a very challenging song, but I thought it'd be great for that voice that I just was so impressed with. And so I'm wondering if you could help me welcome up for the first time ever singing really to public like this, somebody who is very trusting in the Lord right now for the strength to go forward and do what He has made her able to do. Dr. Walker Tiffany Williams, up here. Thank you.
told you.
Beautiful.
Play a beautiful voice, and I just think that y'all call her, y'all text her, y'all email her. She needs to work on that gift God gave her. Let's hear a round of applause. Anybody that's been up in front of people before knows that it's the hardest thing in the world, the first 10 or 1500 times you do it. I mean, it's really easy the first couple of times. It's really scary. And then it's really not that scary anymore. Just definitely keep working on that, please. And can we do that again next year, another song? Another thing about that song, that's a poem written by American poet S. Christina Rossetti. By show of hands, anybody know who Christina Rossetti was? Come on, homeschoolers. She's one of the greatest American or Christian poets probably in the church age. And she wrote most of her things as a child. And she was just a genius and one of the treasures of American literature. And she wrote that as a poem, which later became a Christmas carol. And I thought we'd enjoy sharing it with you. Well, we have one more special tonight I want to share with you. We have the Bag Sisters, not the twins, the sisters. Shelby and Kayla are going to come up and they're going to close us down with Silent Night. So what I'm about to do is pray for your ministry with your family this holiday during the Christmas season. You're going to see family and friends, and there will be opportunities if God sets them up for you to share Jesus Christ with those who He's put in your life and you love the most as family. I'm going to pray for you that way. But if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want you to just understand, please, very clearly, the kids said it 4 or 5 times in their skit. We've sung it 15 or 20 times in our various songs. There is only one answer to the one need that we have, and we're all facing it. It is that we are going to die and face a judgment. What we do about that is we need a resurrection to eternal life. We need to be judged, fit,
for eternal life, and the only way you have that is the only one who has done it for you. Jesus Christ was judged for your sins on the cross. That is the gospel. That's the reason for Christmas. There is no other reason for the green and red twinkle lights. There is no other reason for the fun snow songs and celebrating this time of year. In fact, it's kind of going to get uncomfortable pretty soon outside. But the reason we're festive and we celebrate, really, is because God has broken through into history to save us and His Son. Let's close with a word of prayer. Our God and Father, we bless you and praise you for eternal life. And now it's my prayer for anyone who may be here tonight who doesn't know you as their Heavenly Father. Anyone who may not have trusted in Jesus Christ as personal Savior, that He alone, your Son, whom you loved us and so you sent Him for us, He alone has died in our place and paid for our sins. We thank you, Father, for the baby in the manger who was born without sin, lived a perfectly sinless life, so He alone could bear my sins, all of our sins on the cross. Father, we bless you for Jesus Christ, our Savior, and ask that you would open our hearts. Anyone that doesn't know Jesus, open our hearts tonight to think and consider this one who is the very embodiment, the human embodiment of your perfect love for us, that He died in our place. And now, Father, for those of us who know Christ as Savior, we have ministry that you've placed in our path before us in the next few days. Specifically, the holidays, the time when people take off to celebrate. They don't work. They get together with family. They overeat. Father, I pray for the conversations. I pray for the encouragement, for the engagement, that you would equip us all to be loving, to be understanding, to be listening, to be capable of engaging in the kind of conversation that will whet our loved ones' appetite for more. Draw us nearer to our dear friends and family so that they can continue a conversation that takes them one step every time closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray for all those family members that don't have eternal life. Let this be a moment, Father, of engaging with them to that end. And Father, if it's only through prayer, all we get to do in conversation is talk to you about them in this time. Give us wisdom to know that that's all we can do. Let us always season our conversation, our association with salt, and make us wise through your Spirit to speak your truth to those that we love. Father, save them. We bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tonight. Join us downstairs for cocoa and cookies if you like. I'll be down there with you.